Voters in the Bentonville School District will likely have another option for creating a second high school. After the defeat last year of a millage proposal to fund such a project, the school district conducted a survey of those who did vote in the last election in an attempt to understand what did and did not sit well with the last plan. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has this report on that survey and what might be next in Bentonville.
923 people that responded to the Bentonville School District survey said that they were opposed to any high school growth option that would raise taxes. Jim Parsons is the chairman of the Bella Vista Patriots. He says that the group was steadfastly opposed to the district's millage proposal that voters defeated last summer.
I don't think we want to spend one penny building any more of their schools. And I have said so at two of their board meetings and expressed that, and yet none of that came out in their report. Also filled out their survey saying just what I just told you, and none of that has come out. And I think they have to pay attention and listen to Bella Vista, because we vote up here. We're old, a lot of us, of that greatest generation. And we believe in the voting democratic process, and we vote. And since we do, why, I think that we have the power, and I believe the records will show, it was the Bella Vista vote that was most significant against their proposal last time.
Of the three polling places in Bella Vista, a reported 70% of voters turned down the proposal at two, while 56% voted against the measure at the other. Mary Lay is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for the Bentonville School District. She says that while it will be necessary to convert some of the prior no votes into yes votes, it isn't the district's only focus for the next millage proposal.
I think it's crucial, however, I think it's more crucial that we get more parents registered to vote, and I think that we're hurting more on that end than we are on relying on Bella Vista citizens. I think only about 20% of our parents are registered to vote, and I think what we really need to do is for parents, for the children that we are serving, we need to get them more involved to vote.
Meanwhile, Parsons says that the only way forward for Bella Vista residents is to forge their own path. He suggests that there are enough school-aged people living in Bella Vista to justify a separate school district.
I know the state is against doing this, and I know they don't want to create new school districts. What they want to do is consolidate and cut the number down. And, of course, there you cut the administrative cost. And I agree with that. We do have too many superintendents and too many principals and too much administrative overhead, and we need more instructors and teachers that really deliver the material to the students.
Yet Lay says that splitting Bella Vista into its own school district would be a difficult solution to attain.
We're not trying to make kids go to Bentonville, but we are very proud of all Bentonville children. We're very proud of Bentonville children, whether they come from the Rogers area or Bella Vista or Centerton Gamble. We are just very proud to have all of them and want to serve all of them at 100%. But it's not a realistic expectation, because the state law requires so many students to be in a district before you're allowed to break off. And I don't think any of the other outside areas could have that kind of infrastructure to allow the state to approve that.
However, Parsons feels that the demographics of Bella Vista have shifted considerably in the past decade.
45 years ago, yes, this was a retirement community, and there were elderly retirees coming here to retire and play golf. But a lot of those people have either moved on or died, and those homes are for sale, and they're less expensive than the ones in Bentonville and Rogers. And so we have a lot of these Walmart vendors that are young and have children moving here.
According to data from the U.S. Census Bureau, about 3,300 children between the ages of 5 and 18 lived in Bella Vista in 2010. Some of these students are enrolled in the Bentonville School District, while some go to schools in Gravette. While there may not be enough students in Bella Vista to justify its own district, Parsons says that he has been working on a solution.
I'm right now talking with Superintendent Page in Gravette, wondering if we couldn't consolidate perhaps with them and have a Gravette Bella Vista school district. And that way we would be consolidating and cut at least our ties with Bentonville.
Regardless of what may become of efforts to consolidate or create a new school district, one thing is certain. The Bentonville School District will bring another millage proposal before voters in the coming year, and the only way to have your voice heard is to show up at the polls when voting time comes around. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.